Let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at what's hot around the world this week in the world of science. Kat, what have you got for us?
I have a very interesting story this week. Now, cancer is a disease that's caused by cells multiplying out of control, and it's been known by many names throughout history, some of them probably unrepeatable on air from people and families who've been affected by the disease. But one ancient name is the wound that does not heal, and today researchers are uncovering many similarities between the controlled cell production required for wound healing and how this process is hijacked in cancer. And now new results from a Cancer Research UK funded team led by Professor Alison Lloyd at University College London have found an important link between nerve repair and how tumours may actually spread within the nervous system. And they've just published their findings this week in the journal Cell.
So take a little bit of a step back, first of all. How are nerves normally repaired?
Well, our nerves are actually pretty good at repairing themselves, contrary to popular belief, although it doesn't always work in the case of severe damage or crushing, for example. But nerves can grow back through deep cuts, and it's possible to reattach amputated fingers, toes and even limbs and have some regrowth of the nerves there. And this is all down to special cells called Schwann cells.
Which are what exactly?
Well, Schwann cells act a bit like insulation around nerves, a bit like sort of the plastic coating around electrical wires. And normally they help to speed up the nerve impulses, but we know that they're actually really important for directing nerve repair. Now, when a nerve is cut, the Schwann cells start growing out into that wound, and they start laying down guide tracks for the nerves to grow along. And here's where the new research from Professor Lloyd and her team comes in. They've uncovered some of the complex molecular signals that control this process.
And what are those signals? What have they found?
Well, the researchers were looking at exactly how these Schwann cells are controlled and directed into these guide tracks by fibroblasts. These are repair cells that gather at the site of a wound. And the team discovered that fibroblasts produce a little signal molecule called ephrin B, and that's received by receptor proteins on the surface of the Schwann cells called FB2. That's ephrin receptor B2. Now, it's this ephrin signalling that tells the Schwann cells to organise themselves into tracks, as directed by the fibroblasts, so that the nerves can regrow.
So this is your cellular equivalent of the policeman who stands in the centre of the road waving his hands saying, you stop, you go, and so on.
Exactly, directing cars into different queues. And importantly, the scientists found that switching off this ephrin signalling meant that Schwann cells couldn't repair nerve damage, and that shows that it's a really fundamental part of this process. So these findings tell us something really important about nerve repair, and that's going to be useful for researchers who are working on techniques like nerve grafts, trying to repair damaged nerves after accidents or after surgery.
Yeah, indeed, but you also said this was linked to cancer. So what's the cancer connection?
Well, we do know that some types of cancer can spread along nerve cells. And in fact, the way they do this looks very similar to the way that Schwann cells and fibroblasts move when they're repairing damaged nerves. And it's very likely that this ephrin signalling is also involved. And so Professor Lloyd thinks that these cancer cells may be acting a bit like an unhealed wound. They're hijacking the same kind of signals that normally repair nerves. Now, in a normal situation, these regrowth signals would be switched on when repair is needed and then switched off when the nerves have grown along the Schwann cell tracks and completed the wound. But in cancer, maybe it is that these signals don't get switched off, so cancer cells carry on spreading along the nerves rather than settling down and sort of healing. So understanding how this signalling goes wrong, how we can block it, it could prove to be an interesting lead for future treatments that stop cancer from spreading in the nervous system.